Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're here again. We thank God for you, and you call a friend and tell a friend the Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Our desire is always to bring you the truth from a grassroots level, and we're praying that God will increase you and bless you and give you the strength that you need from these broadcasts. Father, we thank you right now, oh God, for stretching your hand of limits upon these callers. God, we ask you to help them, Lord, wherever they're going through, whatever the position is, Lord, because we know you are able to do everything but fail. Oh God, you spoke. You said, let there be light, and there was light. Oh God, and you spoke, and you created man from the beginning of the time, Lord, man, the Word. The Word moved. The Word created. The Word brought life. And Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because of him, amen, we have life. And we have it more abundantly, and we thank God for it. Now, Lord, we ask you to bless those that are in the hospital room, those that are going through, those that have trials and tribulation, those that have conditions that doctors can't heal. Lord, we know you are a healer. You are a deliverer. And, Jesus, you came to heal and deliver and set free according to your word. And we praise you and we glorify you. Now, in Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. God bless you again and welcome to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're here every Wednesday night. Amen. Sometime that you desire to be, amen, listen to a broadcast, you can go to your computers. Amen. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. And you can hear all these different broadcasts, entirety. Amen. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Amen. You can call a friend and tell a friend. Amen. And let them know Doctrine of Truth is on the air. And you can always come in the broadcast. Amen. At the bottom of the program, we're always open up the studio to hear remarks and comments and scriptures, songs and Bible verses, anything God had put on your mind, anything you like to say, and help strengthen one another. We don't fight each other. We don't talk against anyone. But we're here. Amen. You know, the Lord has brought you here. Amen. To strengthen you, to uplift you. Amen. To heal you. Amen. That's why we're here on this broadcast. You can call in 855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. at the bottom of the hour when we open up the comments and scriptures. Amen. We will not give out your name. We'll give your area code and your last four digits. Amen. After you press one on your phone, amen, once we say we open up the studio, you press one on your phone, and we'll give out your last four digits and area code. You don't have to give out your number. Amen. We want you to feel free as though you'd be talking to your friend or your cousin, amen, or your neighbor across the street, because we're here in love. That's what God is about. God is about love. Amen. He came in the spirit of love. Amen. God is showing us what love is really about. Amen. Through all this chaos and these diseases and these viruses, these walls and rumors of walls, amen, Jesus warned us. And that's what love does. Love does not betray you, deceive you, amen, or mislead you, amen. But love lets you know, amen, this is happening, that you prepare yourself, amen, because love wants you to be successful. And we're talking tonight about, amen, today, this afternoon, wherever you might be, what have you learned? Have you heard about life? What have you heard? Amen. There's so many different religions today coming out of the East and out of the West. Amen. That's opening up constantly. Amen. They want your attention. They want you to know that about life, that this is all. Amen. What you see is all you see. And what you hear is all you see. Amen. And there's nothing else that you can look forward to. Amen. When time comes, things that you cannot stop, you cannot stop. Amen. You cannot stop the earth. Amen. Mother Nature. Amen. All things God has set up in the beginning of time, He created. You can't stop that. Amen. You cannot stop time. Time goes on. We're born. Amen. We go through this life, amen, just like a train, a transportation, a bus, an airplane, somewhere down the line, amen, we're going to have to get off because time says so, amen. That's how the world is being set up. And God set it up so, but Jesus came. Jesus came, and this is what the majority of the this program is about. What have you heard about life? What have you heard about life? What have you been, what drawed you into, amen, Christianity? What you think, are you sure you in Christianity, amen? Are you just being religious? Are you being religious, amen? We'll be St. John 14. It's very familiar, I'm quite sure, amen, this broadcast. We have many more theologians and many more scholars, amen, of the gospel, of the word, amen. But we start off here, amen, like in Proverbs, amen, 27 and 17. You hear me quote that so many times, that iron sharpening iron, amen. And those that cook the old-fashioned way, we take two knives and we rub them together, amen. And that's what we hear about. To increase your knowledge, to increase your understanding, amen, about God, about His love towards you. Also, in Proverbs 24:6, says that in multitude of counselors, there is safety. Out of a multitude of counselors, there is safety. Jesus said that, amen, when two or three touch and agree, amen, in Matthew 28:18-19, amen, in Matthew's 18 chapter, amen, 18-19, say with two or three touching and agree, amen, that's the in the midst, amen. And also, remember Proverbs 24:16, is a just man falleth down seven times and rises up again, but the wicked shall fall in his mischief, amen. Being with Jesus is being successful. Being with Christ is being successful. Amen. He is the one. He is the one. We can't overstress that, that God is success through his son, Jesus Christ. God wants his people to be successful. Amen. I always quote from the book of Proverbs, amen, the many maximum guides of life presented in the world, amen. Proverbs stressed the fear of the Lord and at the beginning of wisdom, amen. They also teach us trustworthiness of God's word and the wonders of his handwork. So the daily life, the daily walk, you hear Proverbs, amen. Go to the book of Proverbs. But we want to start off in St. John, the 14th chapter, amen. Very familiar with the gospel according to John, amen. In the gospel, amen, it's contained is four accounts, amen, of life of Christ. You have Matthew, you have Mark, you have Luke, and you have John. Amen. And they all stress, amen, the accounts that Jesus had with his apostles. Amen. So the gospel is, let me just say, well, good news. Yes, it's good news to the point to the fact that God sent his son, which is the word, that mankind can have life. Mankind did not have life. We did not have life before Christ. We did not have eternal life. There were so many things that was happening, amen, in God's creation. Amen. It started out in heaven, Lucifer, the son of the morning. Amen. He created havoc. He created stress and problems up there when he tried to overthrow heaven. God gave the Lucifer, the son of the morning. Amen. In Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28, he gave him so much room and gave him so much because of the same way he did with Adam in the Garden of Eden. Lucifer was part of the musician department. He was over the musician department. Amen. And he decided, amen. It was always a debate among the theologians, those that strive to get the theology, I mean, they do a thesis, a doctrine, amen, and a dissertation. They're trying to explain how did it ever start? Does wisdom, that much wisdom, cause you to betray God? Amen. And he gave him the authority and the power, and he has beauty. And he decided he wanted to make his own heaven. Amen. But God evicted him and throwed him out of heaven. Amen. He came down here to make war with God's people. In the book of Genesis, that's when the Lord spoke. He said, let there be light. Because when Lucifer came, amen, he destroyed everything with darkness everywhere. But when God said, let there be light, the word of God, which is Jesus. In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God, the word was God. So God himself, through his son, Jesus Christ, amen, came to the earth and recreated the earth. Amen. And it's an argument about that, yes. But when did he ever enter the earth? When Lucifer ever entered the earth to deceive Eve? When did he show up? He showed up, amen. He was already there creating doctors and habits. And when God spoke, amen. He had to step back. God said, let there be light. Amen. Through it, Jesus said, let there be light. And there was light. Amen. And the world began. And the word created things for 6 days and 7 days. Amen. The Lord rests from all his creation. But he did not go on a strike. He didn't knock off. God always been powerful. He always been seeing it over the world. Amen. So this way, where we didn't have a power, we did not know. Any human being walking this earth now did not have a choice or chose when or what color, what language, what height, amen, that he would be born in, what family he was going to be born in. We was brought in without any decision of our own. The human race was brought into this earth without any decision of our own. So when Adam and Eve was betrayed, when Adam and Eve was misled, when Adam and Eve was tricked, amen, to go against what God said, that brought sin. Sin is disobedience to God. And why? And what happened? It opened up a legal door for Lucifer to spread sickness and disease and death. Everything you see now against the human being, amen, came from Lucifer. It started from the Garden of Eden. Amen. We didn't have a choice. If you can realize, amen, that you did not have a choice. Amen. This is why the good news about God seems to be so sometimes puzzling with people. Amen. And even though if you don't hear the whole story, you begin so puzzled, say, well, I didn't do anything wrong. I don't know nothing about this thing. I was born in a family. I didn't have a choice. Amen. If I had a choice to be with a family, amen, a language, a location of the world, I can choose. But I was born in the world without any choice. And I came into the world that was in chaos and sickness and disease and fighting and lying and virus. Amen. And you learn because you started out from a baby. Babies don't have a choice where they go, where they live. Amen. It was up to the mother and father. Amen. Because sin brought came in through the birth line. So this is the good news. God gave us a choice now to choose. He said, I know you didn't have a choice. I know it wasn't your problem. But I want you to understand to get out from under this curse that you under. Amen. Only one person can do that. It's his son. Only one person can really help you get out from under the curse you're under. Amen. It's God's son. It's God's son. We heard so much about John 3:16. Amen. But there's another part. Amen. Of the gospel according to John. And we always say that evaluate the Bible that you have. Make sure that the Bible that you have is not deceiving you or giving you false information. Amen. Amen. Because what John 3:16 says, amen, you have to understand John 3:16, but John 3:16 and 17 says, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world. People think God, those that never heard, they're under the impression that God sent his son, the church, to condemn people, to tell them that they're wrong, they're going to hell, which is true, but they should let them know it was not their fault. And that's why the Son of God is here and the church is here to take them out of the condemnation. 3:17 says, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him may be saved. He may be saved. 18, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Amen. And this is a combination that light come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. It's man's deeds is evil because that's all we know. That's all we know. We don't know nothing else. We was taught evil. We brought up in evil. We eat, sleep evil. Amen. So when someone come to you without all the information, amen, that God loves you, yes, he loves you, but he also understand why the church came. The church came because everybody in the world is condemned to die. It's condemned to get sick. It's condemned to be losers and distressed and commit suicide. Amen. It's condemned to be losers. It's condemned. It's a fight all the time for your mind, your soul, your spirit. But Jesus came. Jesus came now that you might have life. And not only that, but have it more abundantly. Amen. St. John 14, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And people believe in God. We know God. We was taught about God. Amen. From the Moses time, from Genesis time, on up. Old Testament, Moses, the prophets, God. Then when Jesus came on the scene, he said, wait a minute, there's a gap between Jesus. Now, is Jesus God? Is God Jesus? Are they related? Is anything wrong? And Jesus let the apostles know, because when they came on the scene, well, Jesus had to explain and show that he was the Son of God, because the miracles he did, Peter said, nobody can do miracles like this but God. God was with him. He had to be with him. God had to show, amen, his power, amen, in his Son. He had to show that. Amen. St. John, 1 John 5:5-6 says, amen, this is the he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not only by water only, but by water and blood. And this is the spirit that bear witness, because the spirit is true. There are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one. There are three that bear witness in the earth, the spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. In one. Amen. So the Holy Ghost, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, they all are one. They all are one. The family, the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, they all are one. Amen. You are part. That's why Jesus told the disciples of St. John 14. Amen. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we don't know not whether that goeth. How can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, St. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Life, L-I-F-E. No man coming unto the Father but by me. We've been taught, and we have been told that when life is over, it's nothing. No such thing. Not with Christ. And this is the good news. And that's what's good about Christianity. That's what's good about the church. The biggest subject of Genesis and Revelation is the one story about God sending his Son to deliver his people from death and from evil. That's the biggest subject. Amen. Jesus came that you might have eternal life, John 3:16. That you might have life, eternity. Amen. Eternal life. He came, amen, and he told, we're saying the subject here, amen, what about living? Amen. Once you accept eternal life with Jesus Christ, now you have to live on this earth still a child of God. You still is powerful with God. You still have, amen, abilities that you could overcome through the power of God. With Jesus Christ, with God, amen, which is good. You're not a loser, amen. Things going to work out for you, and you begin to learn and to walk, amen, in the knowledge of God. In the knowledge, amen, that you have the right to be victorious. And this is the part here, part two of salvation. Learning to live, amen, a changed life. Learning to come out of the old man, the old life, even though you're living in a body, but you're still a Christian. Your soul is being changed. Your life is being changed from the inside out. From the inner man out, things that you used to do, Paul said, I can't do no more. Amen. He said, old things are passing. You used to have an appetite to do certain things, but now the appetite is gone. You used to be able to do things and to have no conscience, but now you got a conscience. Amen. You used to have friends that you was glad to just hang out with and, amen, discuss and do whatever. But now you lose that. You lose that appetite. You lose that desire. You don't want to be in that anymore because of what? Your life is changing. Your life is changing. So what you have to do now, you have to start living, amen, a righteous life, which is mean righteousness, mean following God's commandments and keeping God's commandments. And this is what, amen, what you heard about, living, what you heard about life, amen, is what we're trying to pinpoint now, amen, to bring you into a victorious walk, amen. Yes, you make mistakes. Proverbs says a righteous man can fall down, amen. He's not trying to fall down. He's not trying to do the things he used to do. The enemy wants to try to discourage you, amen. He wants to try to stop you, and this is his effort. In the Garden of Eden, and we're going to go now and open up the lines, amen. In the Garden of Eden, if the enemy did not know what God told Adam and Eve, he would not be able to mislead them. He could not overrun them. He could not, all the power and things that Eve have, when God is with you, he cannot overrun you. He has to try to talk you out of and tempt you out of. The biggest thing is temptation. Amen. He tried to run you out and bully you out. Amen. Of a situation. Amen. He tried to get you to come out of the situation. Amen. I heard a story many years ago. Amen. That this every day, amen, the little dog would run down and jump all over the fence. This big old Doberman Pinscher would come by. And this dog, with this little poodle dog, he was all up on the fence, daring him and hollering at him and threatening him. Amen. And the old Doberman Pinscher just walked on by. I mean, he's constantly doing it, constantly. Then one day, amen, that old poodle dog ran off and jumped off the porch and hit the gate, arguing and going on, and the gate flew wide open. And the old bitch would look right down his face and say, I was waiting on you to come out one day. The enemy going to try all he can to get you, amen, to come out from under the covering of God's word. Come out from under believing that God is with you through his son, Jesus Christ. If you believe in God, you should continue to believe in Jesus Christ. They're the same. They're the same. God said on his word, amen, he'll be sitting in the throne. And communication is God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Communication, amen, in the Scripture is about Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus came in the Scriptures that was written of him. Amen. He came according to the Word. Always examine your Word. Always examine the Bible that you have, making sure you start up with the King James Bible, American Standard, amen, Amplified Bible, amen, and the New International Bibles. Get those mainstream common Bibles that you can prove. Those have been handed down, amen. There's so many new religions coming out. There's so many new Bibles coming out, amen. What this is about, it's about the Word. And the enemy used the Word. He came after Jesus, Adam and Eve, said, God didn't really mean this. God really didn't mean that. Amen. So that's why we are now. Amen. We are in this communication wall, trying to get the truth out that God came, his son came, amen, to giving you, Jesus paid the sacrifice for you, legal position for you, died on the cross for you, that you can just come on into the kingdom of God without fear of being lost after your life leave your body. After your spirit leave you, it's just a sleep away. You're just a sleep away into heaven. Have you heard people talk about this? You know, they was in heaven. It was such a beautiful time. Their body left, the spirit left their body. That's the real you. Your spirit is the real you. But at the same time, you and your spirit right now can have the victory with your body. Your body live here. Your body's like a magnet. It's going through a lot of things that it's dealing with. But the inner man, by knowledge, like you drive a car, you know you stay on the right side of your road or wherever you are, this part of those in other countries, you know what part of the road you stay over. Amen. If you don't, you have an accident. Amen. So knowledge is powerful. Knowledge is power. Amen. Ecclesiastes 7 and 12 say, amen, wisdom is good, like, amen, but at the same time, Wisdom is power and money is power. One thing to have money, but you have to know how to use that money. Amen. So we're going to open up the lines now. We're going to open up the lines now, and maybe someone can come forward and clarify some more things about living for Christ, what you heard about life and the things that you've been going through in a situation. And maybe God have helped you and showed you, and you want to share if it's not too personal. We had 561-1413.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Brown. God bless you, Bishop. God bless everyone in Blog Talk Land. And I've learned, praise the Lord, that, and I've heard that a lot of people say this world is flat. This world, you get one shot at it. After you die, that's it. But I was told, after a man die, it is judgment. And I was told that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And I've heard that the road to destruction is broad, but the way to heaven is narrow. Amen. And I heard that if you take on God, you take on life. And that's some good news. That's all I can say. Amen. And I'm glad that I'm born again. You know, I heard that for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, man of God. Good to hear from you. Amen. We're always praying. Those of you on the line now, remember, I'm praying for the, always praying, amen, for the candidates, and always praying for you and you. All right, now the line is, amen, for you to make a comment, just press 4 on your phone, and our technician will put you in. We at 561, we at 561, the last four digits is 6193. God bless you.
This is Deacon Jerry O'Brien from West Palm Beach. I really appreciate what you said. You gave us the scriptures from God's mouth. When you went to John, the 14th chapter, and you talked about it. So I'm going to go to the 6th verse to the 8th in that same chapter. 14th chapter it is, Bishop.
All right.
Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip said unto the Lord, show us thy Father, and it suffereth us. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long with you, and yet ye thou not know me? Now that's a statement there. You mean to tell me God was with Philip, and Philip knew him not? That's the same thing when Jesus went back to Jerusalem. They denied him. They didn't even want him there. They didn't even know him. And yet he was the Father. So that let us know out here in the world, you're in the world, but you're not of the world. So God bless you, Bishop Poole. Keep teaching us. We enjoy. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. You hit some points there. Amen. In the book of Acts. Amen. Let's real quickly in Acts. This man called Cornelius, and he was a man of Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band, called the Italian band. Amen. And Cornelius loved God. He loved God. Acts 10. He said, devout man, one that feared God with all his house and gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. Now, this is a point about people. They love God. God had to send old man Peter. And God talked to Peter in a vision, told him to go up to Cornelius. Peter said, no, I'm a Jew, and he's a Gentile. He's a Italian. I don't have nothing to do with that. And God, you know, I'm paraphrasing now. He said, Lord, you know, I have nothing to do with Gentiles. I have nothing to do. I'm a Jew. I'm not supposed to go even in their house. The Lord told him to go up there because he feared God. The angel come and told Cornelius, Peter's going to come to you and tell you the truth. People love God today, and they have a problem trying to associate God with Jesus. That same love and that same faith, amen, they have in God Almighty. When they accepted Jesus Christ, you don't put God to the side, take him up under the dresser drawer and take the shoes off. No, you don't do that. It's the same thing. He's the same. He is God. He is God in the flesh. So people are struggling with that, like Philip was, struggling with his faith and trying to put Jesus and God together, because all of the apostles knew, amen, the disciples knew, rather, when Jesus came on the scene, was God. That's all they knew. That's all they. And when Jesus showed up, saying that he is God, he is the Son of God, he had to do a lot of proving. He had to do a lot of preaching and teaching. And God had to move some miracles to let him know. They said, this man got to be, he got to be God. He got to be the Son of God. When he walked on the water, amen. He got to be God. He got to be God. Amen. So he brought life. When you accept Jesus Christ, you accepted new life. New life, number one, in your inner being. You become born again. You confess that you accept him, that you love him and come in your life. And Lord, forgive me of all my sins. Amen. And the Spirit of God do his part. Amen. Nothing you can do. Amen. He does his part. Amen. Like you lay down at night and go to sleep. Nothing when the body goes to sleep, that's automatic. God already set that up. Amen. He already provided for rest. So when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Lord already provided, amen, your spirit to rest in him. Amen. Very good. All right. With anyone else, amen, would like to say anything, amen, all you have to do is press 1 on your phone. Amen. Those of you that do for the first time, amen, being with this broadcast, amen, press 1 on your phone. Amen. You might have a question. Amen. We see we have the studio, a lot of preachers and brothers and sisters here to be able to help you. Amen. Just don't give out any deep names and situational arguments. We just want to come here to help each other. Amen. That's what we're about. Give you a chance to express yourself. Sometimes in the church, you have to go through time limits. The pastors and teachers have so much that we try to do. Amen. Unless you have, like now we're in this virus going through the world. It's the whole world. It's the whole world. If a person have not heard that the virus is all over the world, then they're being misled. They're being misled. That's what the gospel is about. God loves the whole world. Amen. He wants to save the whole world. Amen. And it is up for us to spread the information. Amen. If people believe that God can save the whole world, you have to give them more information. Amen. The more information they get, the more the belief factors build up in them. It builds up in them. Same thing with this virus. The more people understand, amen, how to protect them things. They can't see it. They can't see it. How to protect themselves from, amen, this enemy of humanity all over the world. People are dying all over the world. Amen. Amen. In the last days, amen, Jesus said, amen, the Apostle Paul said in Corinthians, amen, it's the last enemy is death. He's the enemy of humanity. He's an enemy. Amen. That's the last one. But in Christ, we died because of him. When Christ lived, we live. So when you accept him, you don't die no more. You don't die no more. I know it's, that's a strong statement. Yes, I know it's the same thing with all these different groups, religious groups talks about. But when it comes time to say you can get eternal life, you don't have to live no more, they don't even bother with that. They don't bother because that's impossible. They don't believe in that. They cannot accept that. Amen. Man can live forever. They do not accept that. They cannot explain that. Amen. Jesus died and he rose. He rose. God brought him from the dead. God brought Jesus from the dead. As Paul said in Romans 10 and 9, amen. If you believe that God brought him up, God brought him up from the dead. Jesus didn't come up by himself. No, God reached down and brought him up. Amen. God brought his word. Amen. You go to Romans 10 and 9, amen, you find out, amen, God never left Jesus. There's one time, one moment of time, he let him become a blink of an eye. He let him become sin because he died for you and I. It take away sin from your life. Amen. You confess it, it goes. Confession go a long way with Christ. Amen. It's proven, amen, when you confess your sins, amen. The Bible says he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. Love you, he care for you, amen, and he forgive you. Jesus died for that. Jesus died for that. So when God forgive you of your sins, amen, that's the same way Jesus went to the cross for it. Amen. The punishment that Jesus took was for you. You and you. Amen. All right, you can press one on your phone. We're talking about life. We're talking about life. Amen. And you can have victory. You can be victorious now. Amen. Yes, there's some struggles we go through. And you know that from day to day we have a little difficulty. Some days you plan a good day and then it rains. But you know you can't stop Mother Nature. If it's going to rain, it's going to rain. And some days, you know, things will be all right. The next thing you know, it's snow. Or wherever you might be. Amen. Some things you just can't stop. You just live with it. Season change. Maybe you like winter. Here comes summer. I mean, some things you can't change. But you can change your environment that you know that is working against the commandments of God. And that's how we get the victorious walk. All right? All right? We can press one on our phone now. We're in the studio. Amen. We don't want to take up your time. Your time. Amen, that you want to make comments and amen towards the subject. There's nothing out of the subject. And then we always leave it open, amen, because we have to help one another. We have to encourage one another. That's what this was set up for, amen, to hear each one comments and give you time to talk. Amen. Something be said, amen, about you help a friend or cousin or relative. But oh, what about you? And sometimes we help so many other people, but we forget about ourselves and don't have time. Amen. Sometimes we don't have time. People can listen to what you have to say. Amen. Answer your prayer. Sometimes your prayer is an answer way to a testimony, to somebody's testimony. Amen. God wants you to be successful. Amen. That's what Jesus came for. Amen. He came. That's what the Bible is for. Amen. Knowledge. To get knowledge. Amen. And the more you know, amen, about how God wants you to live. And it takes time. Remember, amen, put your seatbelts on. Remember how you know, it took time to put the seatbelts on. Amen. And they always say, well, you know, it's for your life now. It's to help you. If you ever get an accident, it helps you. It's been proven to help you. In all the testimonies, Drew, the Bible, amen, it's like a seatbelt. It helps you. It helps you to navigate through this world. Amen. All right, push one on your phone there, your time that maybe have a comment. Amen. You can push 1-855-236-2252-347-215-8816. Amen. Don't wait for nobody else. Amen. You push one of the technician will put you in. Amen. You don't have to wait. Amen. Hoping somebody else. Amen. Because time, that's one thing you can't stop is time. Amen. That's another one. Amen. We had a choice. We wouldn't let a day go by. Amen. We wouldn't let a time that we know we want to live in. Amen. But Ecclesiastes says that's a time for everything. That's a time for everything. So we can't stop time. Amen. Some things was already here when you was born, already in this world. Amen. And that's what Jesus came to give you, alternatives. Amen. To let you know. Amen. Amen. Once you, when you're dead, you're not gone. With Christ, you have a life. And here. And here you have a life. Because he navigates you around problems and situations. The enemy comes. Amen. If you never notice here, we still got the lines open for you. Anytime you push one, amen. And we're going to look at Ezekiel 18. Sometimes it was a common statement all the time. So, well, God, forgive me of my sins. But what about my parents? I was born in a family. Amen. And everybody accused me of being just like that family. Amen. St. John, the prophet 18 chapter of Ezekiel. Just write it down when you get a chance. I'm just going to highlight it here just for a minute. Amen. The major prophet was talking about, amen, the sins of you. Amen. The soul, he said, amen. The Lord said that, behold, all souls are mine. So the soul of the Father, also the souls of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Amen. So you cannot, God would not punish you from the souls of the sin that happened to the family. He's not going to punish you. He's not going to punish you for the things your brother did. He's not going to punish you. He's going to punish your brother for what he did. He's going to charge you, for what you did. Your mother, the soul that sinned. And you read that whole chapter of Ezekiel, one of God's major prophets, about sin. Amen. And we're going to notice here that the 30th verse of 18th chapter of Ezekiel, while we're waiting for somebody to push one on the phone, he said that, therefore, I will judge you, O house of Israel. Everyone according to his ways, said the Lord, repent and turn yourself from all your transgression, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Now, iniquity dealing with all kinds of sins, all type of sins. He said, cast away from you all your transgressions, whereby you have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. But why would you die, O house of Israel? I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, said the Lord. Therefore, turn yourself and live. This whole chapter talks about who, if someone sinned, everybody's going to be punished, and back and forth. No, probably go through all of it. He said, no. God have no favor. God have no pleasure of seeing a dead animal laying outside the road. He have no pleasure of seeing you laying side the road dead. He have no pleasure in seeing you die in your sin. His son that paid it all. His son that paid all of it. Took it all. Amen. Jesus took it all for you. And it does not profit God. Amen. The Bible says in heaven, the angels rejoice when one person comes to the Lord and accept them. The whole heaven rejoices. God does not have any profit. God doesn't have any love in Ezekiel 18. Amen. About a man should die in his sin. He don't get no enjoyment out of that. When his son done died and paid it all. Amen. And you turn around. Amen. You walk away. Amen. And die your sin. That's money loss. Okay, if you look at it in a business way, money lost. You know, somebody trick you and tell you, and you do it your best, and you turn around and you find out it was a bad deal. Amen. God does not want anyone to be lost. He does not want anyone to be lost. Amen. So he loved you. That's the good news. Even in this world, with all these different religions, if you want to follow God of water, amen, of air, of trees, of dogs, they got it. But those things does not profit. But if you want life, eternal life, in this world and now, live victorious, Jesus is the answer. Amen. God's Son is the answer. Yes, he is. Amen. All right, what have you heard about being a Christian? What have you heard about living? That's where we are. That's where we are in talking here. And I remember when I first got some sense of Christ, my Lord and Savior. And, amen. And I was passing out tracts. So this man walked up to me and he said, you know, amen. Oh, you love me, Christian. He said, yeah, you know, God don't want you to have nothing now. You don't want you to be in debt. You don't want you to have nothing. No houses, no cars. No trucks, they don't want you to have nothing. And you know, it brought my day down. So I was excited, you know, excited about Christ and helping him because he gave me a new hope in my heart, in my mind. And so I went and told, got in Bible study, and I told a man, a family members, my aunt, and I said, what devil told you that? Where is he? Where is the devil at? I said, oh, Lord. I said, he called that man a devil. He didn't look like a devil to me, but he said he called him a devil for the information he was bringing. And God wants you to own the whole world. And he just wants you to glorify him in what you're doing. Amen. He wants you people to know that you got it from him, from God, not from the devil, not selling your soul to Satan and all of that. God wants you to, amen, glorify him. Amen. Let the people know. If God helped you to get this, and you glorifying God, that made God look good. Amen. So people out there selling their houses, their cars, and their homes, and looking for the day that Jesus is going to return. Nobody knows. Bible says nobody knows. Nobody knows when the Son of Man return. He's waiting. Amen. For you and you. Tell somebody. Our job is to go and tell somebody else about the love God has given you. But keep going to work. Amen. Stay married. Stay have children. Amen. Still go to college. Still go to school. Amen. Still go shopping, picnicking, and amen, vacations. Amen. But put God in it. Glorifying God. Amen. Ballparks and games, but no drinking and shooting and lying and fighting and killing. No, that's another life. You got a new life. Amen. You have a new life in Christ. Amen. He want to be glorified. All right, we're getting close to our time, brethren. We can take two more callers. Let's press two on your phone. Press one. I'm sorry, press one on your phone, and our technician will put you in. Amen. Maybe something that you have want to say. Amen. Remember, you can go to Blog Talk Radio on your computers.com/JCI Ministries, and you can pull up this broadcast again. BlogTalkRadio.com/JCI JCI Ministries. If you listen to this broadcast again, amen. Or you can go to our website at www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. All right, we can take one more caller because we desire to have prayer. Prayer for those that's on the line. Amen. Those that are going through this COVID diseases, God is still going to reveal. He always, he does not leave his children. He does not leave his believers and his followers. Amen. He will not be the God that have power over heaven and earth. Amen. Just push one on your phone. We're going to go to prayer. Amen. For those that are sick, those that are shut in, those that are incarcerated. Amen. Those with 561-5981.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you, oh God, for another day. Lord, we just thank you, oh God, for this blessing on tonight, dear God. We ask you to continue to bless the bishop, dear God. Bless the listeners, dear God. Bless those, oh God, that don't even know you in the pardon of their sins. Father, we thank you for what you did yesterday. We thank you for what you're doing right now today. And most of all, we thank you for what you're going to do in the future. Father, we ask you, oh God, to continue, dear Lord, lifting up your name. Help us, oh God, so that we will continue serving you. Bless those that are sick. Bless those that are in the hospital, home, going through different things in life, especially at this time in life. Let them hopefully understand that you are God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, man of God. Amen. We can take another prayer. Amen. You can come in and take another prayer. Those that are listening, amen, to be encouraged. Amen. God has not, and this is something that you cannot buy. Amen. You cannot be a part of organizations. Amen. Once Jesus come in your life, Jesus have in Book of Matthew 28:20, he said, I'll be with you always. Always, even to the end of the world. And he keeps his word. He keeps his word. Amen. Amen. He keeps his word. Amen. He is the word. He is communication. He loves you. He cares for you. Amen. All right. You press one on the phone. Maybe we can get another prayer. Amen. To go through. Amen. For our brothers and our sisters, those that are, amen, feel discouraged. And we live here in this earth. You will get discouraged. You will get confused sometimes because the enemy will try that. He do that from the outside, but he can't change the inside. But we still live here, and it's very important that you find a place of worship or another assembly, another Bible study, amen, like we're doing here, amen, to help you, amen, wherever you might be, amen. Wherever you might be, and we're asking God, amen, to bless you and keep you from whatever situation. Lord, we thank you, and God, we ask you to bless each and every one, oh God, to help us, because you know all about the situations, and you know what the condition of the world is in. And we pray for our world, we pray for our presidents, we pray for all those that are listening, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bind Satan's hand on every part. Oh, God, those that the enemy try to mislead and misdirect, we rebuke it now. We rebuke all frustration. We rebuke all loneliness. We rebuke all things of the flesh. Let the Holy Spirit uplift us and encourage us. Keep your mind in him. He'll keep you in perfect peace. Amen. Look for things that are joyful. Look for things that, amen, that are peaceful. Amen. He's there. God bless you until next time. Doctrine of Truth. God bless you. We love you.
You make you happy.